Thank you very much. That's from BBS Radio. This is Cameron Live. We're going to be coming to you Friday night from 8 to 9. We took off a little time because of the radio station having the horrible fire. We're going to interview two of the owners soon, find out what happened, and that's going to be up on our next show that we're going to do. But tonight, what we're going to do tonight, it was my birthday on the 15th of January. So we're going to invite the phone lines. Let me give it out to everyone. It's 1-888-627-6008. So everyone across the country, you're invited into the special show. We're gonna start doing our special travel. We're going to go do many things this year, and we want you to all be part of it. We're going to do Contact in the Desert. We're going to do our Comic-Con in L.A. We're going to do the L.A. Fit Show, and we're ready to take on. So everyone, welcome. We welcome you all back to 2019, and it's going to be a great year. Anyway, we got some breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. And the breaking news is that the Mueller investigation, very interesting. Special counsel disputes buzzsaw story on Michael Cohen. So we knew that was going to come about. We knew that he's going to, try to burn President, Trump. So, these things come out during the election year, and we knew this was going to be part of it. And Michael Cohen was with a pillow today in his arm in sync. As reporters say, Trump ordered him to lie to Congress. Michael Cohen has said he's prepared to reveal the truth about Donald Trump during a televised hearing next month. But first, the president's former personal lawyer required surgery. Cohen was spotted returning home from a pre-scheduled hospital visit on Friday after receiving surgery on his shoulder. His attorney and advisor, Lanny Davis, confirmed. Photos show the president's former fixer clutching a full-size pillow that was held in front of his left arm, which was in a sling. He appeared to have bandages covering an incision from intravenous therapy, IV, and was quickly assisted into the residence by a doorman. So I'll tell you, poor Michael Cohen. And then the surgery arrived the same day. An explosive report in BuzzFeed News suggests that Mr. Trump told Cohen to lie to Congress, an illegal and arguably impeachable offense, about a Trump Tower project in Moscow he was supposedly working on throughout the 2016 presidential election. So we're going to hear more about it. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders and the president's lawyer, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, have both called the report categorically false. Through a spokesperson for the White House, stopped short of denying the assertion that Mr. Trump coerced Cohen into committing perjury. So, wow, a lot of this stuff is coming out, and wow, unbelievable year. Then you got people running for the Democrats. You got the first of all, you got the senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren. You have the senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand. You also have a congressman from Iowa, and you have a lot of people running. So it should be interesting to see what happens. We're going to cover everything. And then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez knows you talk about her clothes, so she's using them to say something. So interesting what's going on in Washington. And then the government shutdown doesn't look like it's going to get any better. I think they're on day number 30. Trump to make announcement Saturday on shutdown. So very interesting what's happening. And, this country, we have a lot of different things. And then, you heard the news about the former Penn State Arizona State guard Jermaine Marshall, found dead at 28. What a sad tragedy that is. And what we're going to do is, when we get news on the, you know, by the bottom of the hour, we're going to start talking about it. And you know, we want people to be informed. That's the main thing. We're going to get Danny Cruz, a favorite of the show. Danny has been, like me, we've been waiting to get on. And Danny, if you're out there, call 888-627-6008. And we have a, we're no longer in the LA Talk Radio. We've left there since October. Now we're at BBS Radio. So I just want to let everyone know. We're going to be posting next week. We wanted to, we came on kind of a, for my birthday show, so everyone know that I'm alive and well. And anyway, it should be interesting in the news. We have some other stories we're going to break. We talked about the Mueller story, and we talked about a claim that President Trump told his lawyer to lie. We talked about that. And we're going to talk about other stuff going on, you know, in Hollywood. A Chicago policeman sentenced for murder, Jason Van Dyke, is jailed for almost 7 years for killing black teenager Laquan McDonald in 2014. That was a tragedy, and I hope he, you know, remembers what he did to the family and the community. It's a horrible loss, family. Anyway, singer R. Kelly and Sony Records and Entertainment ended their agreement, and they split this last Tuesday following claims of sexual abuse made against the R&B singer star. Anyway, President Trump will meet with North Korean leader Kim within the next 2 weeks, preparing for another summit. Turkish star Ines Kanter won't be leaving the U.S. anytime soon because he's been accused of being a terrorist. Wow. Can you imagine a basketball player, a terrorist? I heard other things, but not a terrorist. We're going to talk about UFO news. So whoever gets in, we would love to have you on our channel, and we've got plenty. So come on in. Like I said, our phone number is 1-888-627-6008, and that's everywhere. And this year we're gonna go to the Contact in the Desert, and also we're gonna talk about the UFO gathering, the Roswell, New Mexico lands on TV tonight. So we're going to watch the highlights of it. Are UFOs real? Go inside Project Blue Book, the government's top secret project about aliens. So that should be interesting. Other than that, what I was going to mention is we're going to have other sightings. We've been telling you about sightings for the last couple of years. And the latest is the Earth's magnetic North Pole has begun shifting rapidly and erratically, according to many scientists. The Earth's magnetic field is what allows us to exist. It deflects harmful radiation. It keeps our water and atmosphere in place. So that's very interesting stuff. And then another thing, UFO sighted outside International Space Station in NASA live feed. According to Eyewitness, January 10th this year, 2019, while watching the International Space Station live feeds, he or she saw objects at the space station. Really interesting. CIA mind control experiments exposed. Newly declassified documents released under FOIA and published online related to CIA mind control experiments shed new life on the disturbed. Very interesting what's going on. Another mysterious repeat alien radio signal detected after discovering Earth-like planet in the same solar system from where alien signals were coming, new astronomers discovered another mysterious sign. Cigar-shaped interstellar object might have been a alien space yacht. A mysterious interstellar cigar-shaped object might have been an ancient alien relic. Researchers have suggested on October 19th, 2017. Now, we're going to get into other news because we were doing a lot of UFO stuff and people liked it. Alien life, living bacteria found on the surface of International Space Station. Very interesting about that because we always knew there was something there. Earth-like planet found by star where scientists picked up alien signals. And this is we talked about a little bit. Astronomers now have discovered an Earth-like planet in the same solar system where alien signals were detected earlier this year. Illuminati card game predicted in Las Vegas shooting. Was the Las Vegas massacre foreshadowed an Illuminati card game? Was the Las Vegas shooting an Illuminati blood sacrifice in front of that famous hotel? So very interesting. Seven Earth-like planets discovered in Milky Way. Continuous disclosure, and another major step towards continuous disclosure. This time, scientists have pronounced the discovery of seven Earth-like planets orbiting. So, wow, we have news and notes. And anyway, we're gonna have Danny Cruz, our UFO expert, come on the air. We're expecting some former of our favorites to come on, and next week we're gonna have everybody that we've had on our previous shows. We're going to try to change some things. So, Danny Cruz, if you're there, please dial up. We'd love to talk to Danny Cruz. And anyway, maybe I'll call him. All right. So, anyway, Danny, please call us at 888-627-6008. Once again, 1-888-627, and that's 6008. It's a wonderful day in L.A. No more rain. It's been pleasant and very, very interesting things. It's nice to have the sun come out. It was about 4 days of rain. So I think L.A. had about 2.5 inches of rain this past week. So anyway, people call in. Don't be afraid. We've got a lot to say. And you call in to Cameron Live. That's going to be our new name, and we are live, and we want some live customers, as they say. So please call us in. All right, and we want to send a shout out to Shannon Lesner, who was wonderful during my birthday. Sent me a nice note. Amber, please call in, and she's going to call in at 8:30. And anyway, Danny calls in. So, very interesting. All right, cool. So anyway, we're going to have a guy who's going to be doing a show for BBS Radio, and I met him actually at the gym. So we're going to have him in. Okay, cool. All right, so let's get people on the air. Please call us again, 1-888-627-6008. All right, we're on the air. Let's see if any other things have happened. I'm telling you, what an interesting world that we're having. Let me see. I'm going to get back in our news base, CNN, see if there's any news we should tell people at CNN. And we're going to be clicking on CNN and BBC to give you an objective view of the world. So please call us, CNN. Let me see if there's any updated news. We have our computer searching. Okay, so Mueller's office disputes report that Trump told Cohen to lie to Congress. Interesting, huh? And then Trump plans to make an offer to end shutdown Saturday, not declare national emergency. Now 2,000 flights have been canceled as there's been a storm that's heading to the East Coast. And what else we can tell people? And one Olympic medalist diagnosed with cancer. Horrible, horrible situation. Anyway, please call us. We're waiting on you. So this is Cameron Live. And we're going to have commercials next week. And we have sponsors. So we're going to try to get a lot of people to tune in our show. So with that in mind, Danny Cruz, please call us. And we want to hear the latest, what's going on with Danny Cruz. All right? And if anyone has a question on anything that we're covering, please, don't hesitate to ask me. And if there's things I don't know, I will get our famous folks to answer them. All right? And then that's about it, I guess, all the way from somewhere in L.A. So please call us at this time. One thing I was going to wonder.
Danny is with us.
All right. We're going to take the call. Danny, welcome home.
Oh, I miss home. Trust me, Cameron. I miss you, too.
I miss you very much.
You
too, Danny. This year, because of all, we had with the station, we had the fire, and I didn't go back till now to do the show because I wanted to make sure everything was going good. So what's going on with Danny Cruz, our UFO guy?
Oh, Cameron. Right, I'm a UFO expert and observer. Hey, I had a great close encounter, I think, of the third kind on September 2nd of 2018. And I wanted to call in and talk about it and get your opinion on what's going on. Okay,
all right, go ahead.
So I'm in Ontario, California on September 2nd, and it's late at night around 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And I see I'm walking down the street on around Mountain and 6 by the Walmart, and there's this clown house, and it has big – it's in the middle of the night, like 2 a.m. This clown house has big, poofy pink hair, reptilian diamond eyes, and cannibal-looking teeth. And it was just set up in public overnight, like in the middle of the night. And I saw a V-shaped black flying object in the sky. And I think that there's a connection to the appearance of a V-shaped flying object and the evil clowns. I think that for some reason, when the V-shaped flying object flies over the sky, there's an appearance of this clown house. And,
wow.
It
sounds like almost the clown posse, the guys that have the rock band, and it's very odd to some people, the clown posse. So what did you see? Tell our listeners what you saw.
Okay, so not only me now. So in the daytime, so it was 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
in the morning. I'm walking down the street and and I'm just amazed. I looked at this. I'm like, I can't believe what I'm seeing. It's terrifying.
Uh-huh.
It looks demonic. And after I passed it by, I was looking in the sky, and sure enough, there's a V-shaped flying object. So I spent the rest of the night out on the street walking, and, there just happened to be a bunch of spirits around. I was seeing spirits, and then, so I saw, it was very strange how many spirits I saw that night. And as the night passed and turned into day, I go up to the Walmart parking lot, and guess what? I see two clowns. One in the back seat of a sedan driven by a lady with a regular-looking person. And there was a bald head, poofy hair on the side, white face, red nose. And the man had a truck, like a Tacoma truck. And, and sure enough, what jumped in the back seat of the truck was a short little orange clown, vibrant and glowing. And I saw the little clown just hop in the back seat of the truck. And so that was daytime. That was in broad daylight. And there was another eyewitness as I was walking up in the morning past where the clown house was. Now, this is in a public place overnight, just set up in the middle of place.
You're saying it's like 2 o'clock in the morning when you saw all this, okay? And the public place, okay? And you saw
right on
clown.
An empty lot.
Interesting.
It was, and so as I was walking in the daytime when it turned day, I passed by where it was, and I said to myself, I can't believe it's gone, just out loud. And a lady was walking by me, and the words she said, scary pink. And I said, yes. And she's like, I think it's best if we keep our mouths shut. So she saw the same clown house. So there was another public witness in the public who saw this clown house just set up overnight in the middle of the night. And I think there was some strange, like, I think they rounded up some people and got them in that clown house because, you know, there were some weird people in Walmart that next day. It just seemed, and a man that was a vet, he had a Vietnam hat on. He came up to me and I don't even know him. He said, you are such a good man. And for some reason, like, he just approached me. So that whole night, I think that there is definitely some kind of new connection. It might be a National Reconnaissance Office. Like, they might be setting up the clown house and getting some clowns set, like a fitting for a small reconnaissance mission in the public where it's top secret. And you know that we got the flying saucers and skunk works. So, you know, I'm not sure if the V-shaped flying object is ours or if it's extraterrestrials. It might be, if you know, now if you know, maybe, because we know that the blue flying saucer shaped silver top and bottom with a little dome with a blinking white light is ours. Those are skunk
right.
works. Fully operational Area 51 flying saucers. We have that. We know this.
Right.
But the V-shaped flying object. Yeah. So the V-shaped flying object, I'm thinking this might be extraterrestrials flying it, and that's why maybe the NRO is setting up like a disinformation, kind of like if somebody sees this true extraterrestrial object flying in the sky, maybe it's a disinformation trying to make people seem like they're crazy, setting up a clown house and bringing clowns in the middle of the night. So I think it might be a reconnaissance mission for disinformation when
because if clowns are appearing, there was a movie out about clowns being evil and about a direct source of UFO activity. There was a movie out.
From Outer Space, I believe it was. I think the movie was called Killer
Clowns
from Outer Space.
Yeah, and it was so real because people felt it. You know, they felt this thing happening, you know?
Well, I know it's a true phenomenon. You know, there's another person in the public. I wasn't crazy. I was right to make I had a high reason of certainty, a high level of certainty.
Did they see you?
It's reasonable.
Did they see you, these clowns?
Yes. I walked right in front of the car that had the clown in the back seat. The woman was just like, she looked like she might have been an agent. You know, she's very plainly dressed. But, you know, after that night, she had the clown in the back seat. She may have been an undercover agent driving them away.
Could be because, you know, some people, they're working for the government and, you know, we don't really know what they do per se. But it could be.
We don't understand why they're approaching us or, you know, we don't understand why. They might be there to help us, actually.
Now when you saw the clown activity, did it look like a circus tent?
It looked like a fun house, like you would see at a fair. You know, kind of like a scary fun house look.
I remember that.
Yeah, you can probably look it up on the internet. Just type in scary fun house.
Yeah, I'll put it in right now. We got a live computer right now, scary fun house.
But that wasn't the last of it, Cameron. That was September 2nd. Now, on September 3rd, I was going through San Dimas, and I was walking at night again. And I was approaching a shadow person on a wall of a house, and it looked like I've seen shadow people. I saw a shadow person when I was in high school in Fort Lewis for the first time back when I was really young. But there was a shadow person on the wall, and so I think there's a lot of spiritual activity. So as I approached the shadow person, I said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I said, and as I approached, the wind was blowing. There was a flagpole in front of the wall of this house, and you could see the shadow of the flag blowing. And as I approached, the shadow of the flag literally cut off the head of the shadow person, and the head of the shadow person fell. And then all of a sudden, and this is the next night, and then all of a sudden the wind stopped blowing and the flag stopped blowing in the wind. It ceased, and it just went flaccid. And as I was approaching that area to, because I was rebuking that spirit, and I approached it, And as I was walking towards this flagpole, a dog comes running out of the backyard, and the dog froze in time next to that flagpole. I literally saw the dog freeze in time. And it didn't, it moved twice. It cocked its head to the right, and it wasn't light that shined. It was more like a dull illumination, and it froze. It was literally not just standing still, but there was high strangeness of how still this dog remained for so long. And then it lifted its leg, and then that dim illumination came as it moved, and it stood there, literally frozen with its leg up, not moving, motionless. It literally looked like it became inanimate. And then as I was standing there, I was looking in the yard, and I looked down, and there's a garden ornament that was not there when I walked up to the yard. And it just happened to teleport right next to that dog and that flagpole where all this happened. So there was a freezing of time for this dog. And I looked down, and all of a sudden it's a garden ornament. It's a little bunny with angel wings with its head in its hands, and it looked like it was still forming tears in its eyes, like literally solidifying from like a manifestation of appearance. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was not there. So I kicked it, and that thing had to weigh about 10 pounds. And it just all of a sudden appeared out of nowhere. As I was approaching, it was not there. And I saw, like,
well, that's what happened. So there's a I was just say people know that, especially with, talking about these objects, they appear. And like I had an incident, I haven't seen you in a while, where I was in my house, and it looked like homeless guys that were coming towards me in my room. And I'm going, what the hell would this homeless guy come towards me? Then I, my character is, hey, get the hell out of my house. I couldn't move. I was frozen. So I think the UFOs are trying to approach us in that way, trying to control
our... Right. We've talked about this, how they come into your house and they do surgeries on you. They literally cut you open. I saw the marks.
This one was really weird because I couldn't do anything, and it was like you're bursting like crazy stuff. But anyway, make a long story short.
Okay.
I understand.
But I have I have one more thing. We wanted to tell the audience.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, audience and all over the world, thank you for listening. We want to have you look up to follow up on this kind of phenomenon. Dr.
Okay.
Frank Mead Jr., he was the director of propulsion at Edwards Air Force Base, and he put out a teleportation physics study. And I was informed by the chief of security of Edwards Air Force Base in Area 51 that even though on the internet where you can get the PDF file, download it, and there are 5 parts to it, and it says that they still need funding and to do research on how to teleport objects. They did an $8 million study. But I was read into this program where they're actually using lasers to teleport objects now, and they're fully they're macro objects. And so we have a laser electrical propulsion system for teleportation that I've been informed of by Edwards Air Force Base Chief of Security himself, because I'm dealing with the same technology with my company. We have an electrical system that does the same thing. And they read me into that program. I've also been read into the Skunk Works Flying Saucer program, top secret, Area 51, fully operational, because of my work with the diplomat of Los Angeles and his knowledge of the technology that flies them that the government has. So I've been fully read into top secret. You know, it's more important than nuclear weapons, the flying saucers. But
sure.
So we got the flying saucer technology. We have the full-blown teleportation macro object technology with lasers. It's kind of technical. You might have some special abilities, some superhuman powers out there that matches up to the technology that they have. You may have people freezing time traveling, teleporting objects, teleporting themselves. All this is real technological knowledge that's stored in the human genome, or the brain has the capacity to reach technological feats. You know, we have technology to do it, but we also have human abilities that are superpowers that match technology. So it's a technological knowledge if you have it, people. If you have those abilities, you have technological knowledge because the technology is out there. So if you find yourself doing these things or seeing it, we have technology to do it, but we also have the ability in our human genome to do it as well. So this is a human
phenomenon. Well, you know what people don't like, what you're just saying, technology is all around us. And what's interesting is that, you know, we don't think about the technology. Like, you and me think differently because, you know, hopefully you'll go with me to Contact in the Desert. We're going to do some live stuff. You weren't able to go.
Are we
going to
get Laura Eisenhower with us?
I think she's going to be there, I think. And you'll find out for me, too.
I want to go there. I want to go there. I talked to her aunts. Patricia and Julie spoke to me, and they were telling me about being part of the family through Laura Eisenhower. When we had a chance to interview Laura, I was texting Laura, and through my phone, I have a text come through, and they say, "Who is this?" And Laura says, "That wasn't me," because she has a Secret Service phone. They're protected by Secret Service.
Sure.
And I said, "My name's Danny Cruz." And they said, "Well, this is Patricia and Julie Nixon Eisenhower, and you're a blessed family connection of ours." And I gave them a Bible verse. And so I was privileged to speak to the daughters of the first family of President Richard Nixon. They told me I was a blessed family connection. And it was all through Laura Eisenhower, how I got connected to Patricia and Julie. So I've been doing some research and some looking into some of the interviews they did, like at the presidential libraries where it's Patricia and David Eisenhower. They're married. They did an interview. I was looking at them. I never got to see them in person, but it was an honor to get a message from the first family of Richard Nixon, President Richard Nixon, and be called the Blessed Family Connection.
Well, her daughter.
Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Richard Nixon had
a very
big connection with UFOs.
Really?
And he had. Now, my step-grandfather protected President Eisenhower from an assassination attempt on Maury Air Force Base. And Vice President was President Nixon at the time. So my step-grandfather actually introduced my grandmother to Dick Nixon. She calls him Dick.
People did call him Dick. That's true.
Yeah, so
you know?
There's a story my grandmother tells me that she married Dick Nixon. You know, it's called the Secreteers. There are a group of people called Secreteers, and there's an executive holding of secrets by a group of people that know amongst themselves the secrets of the executive office of the President of the United States of America.
Right.
And there may be very well be a trail of blood to keep those secrets on and pain of death to any threats of revealing them. And you can't even begin to imagine or think about how little people know what the presidents do. Every president has a secret, and it becomes more of a CIA operation if it involves people. And so from Gerber on into adulthood, you know, you may very well be a CIA project or program if you're a secret of the president. You just happen not to be a fact or a piece of information, but a human being born into secrecy. So that's kind of what I'm looking into right now is the lineage. And I have just the circumstantial information with Patricia and Julie reaching out to me. My grandfather protecting President Eisenhower from an assassination attempt, and my grandmother telling me more about marrying Dick Nixon in Tijuana, and having children. It involves the KKK in a threat or a force against President Nixon to be with my grandmother, because my grandmother's grandfather was in the KKK. He owned Hotel California in Los Feliz, right by the observatory. He used to serve dinners all prepared for the people who would arrive on up there. And it was his resort. It used to be a resort, and it was the original Hotel California. It was his. So
Which the Eagles wrote
about. Right, it's about the Eagles. That's right. So my great-great-grandfather was the owner of that place. And so my grandmother is telling me a little bit more about how our family owned Victorville at one time. We have property in Washington with waterfalls and rivers, and property in Utah with ranch houses and main houses. So I never knew we had lots of property. I never knew we came from a family that owned diamond mines in Africa. This has all been kept a secret. And we had boxes of gold bullion that my uncle had in his garage for many years, didn't say anything. So there's a lot of treasure in my family that's been kept a secret. And so I'm I'm finding more and more connections to Dick Nixon being true. My grandfather, who protected President Eisenhower from an assassination attempt, told me personally, he said, "You're a son of Nixon." And he said, "I'm a son of Nixon." And so I'm just looking at it as so impossible that you can't even begin to imagine or begin to think about it, because it becomes more of a split alternative history with just a family, a second family.
Right.
Say. Not a first family, but a second family with a little tiny bubble outside of history, because as history is written, it's not included, but the family has lots of power because
right.
of the Secret Service protection, the lineage of the most high honored position being passed down through secrecy, and the utilization of that private secrecy. Yes.
Who Amber? Anyway,
Danny. Hey, Cameron, how are you?
I missed you.
But he was on a rant about alien life forms again.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Danny.
Hey, guys.
How are you? It's happy birthday, happy 50th.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, getting old as
always a pleasure to be joining you guys.
Oh, nice to hear from you, always. Yeah.
It's nice to hear from you, too.
Yeah. Hold on. I got a live guest at my home. We're going to be doing the show. We're looking for a studio, and we're going to be doing it from the studio. Someone here?
Oh, I know. I heard. You told me earlier.
Yeah, so it'd be kind of cool. Someone here? Huh?
I'm sorry?
Oh, okay. No problem. See, I'll pop you.
Oh, no, I'm still here.
I'm happy
yeah.
for Amber. What's going on with your career? Tell us what's happening.
Oh, I just, the premiere of my latest film with Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith is coming out in about a month. It's called Madness and the Method. Yeah, it's the first film ever directed by Jason Mewes from Jay and Silent Bob. And he made the movie Clerks. So I play like the dream girl in the movie. All in a bikini and stuff. Like the hot chick.
You play the hot looking one, huh?
I play the dream girl. Yeah. So it's really exciting. Yeah. And then I'm just getting prepped for Cannes. I'm doing a biopic for the Cannes Film Festival. It's about a woman who tries to find herself. So my character is like confused and, you know, her name's Lindsay and she goes to all these different religions to try and find herself. And she ultimately, you know, finds a bunch of different surprises along the way. So that's exciting.
Cool.
I'm doing that with Photo Mundo International and that's coming up soon.
Well, that's nice.
I'm going to go to Cannes again this year, so I'm excited. And my film that premiered in the Cannes Film Festival last year called 15 Seconds of Fame, it was submitted for a nomination for the Short Film Oscar this year.
Uh-huh. How exciting. That's great.
You're doing good. I got the news about that, and I did not expect that at all.
Well, that's good. No, that's good stuff. Now, the other film that came out that you did, was that one with Dick Van Dyke? Did you get that one? You did that one, right?
Oh, yeah, the one I did with Dick Van Dyke is called Senior Entourage. It has Ed Asner and Mark Rydell and Helen Reddy in it and Jamie Lee Curtis, too, which is exciting.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's called Senior Entourage because it's a comedy about, like, three people, you know, and they're going to do a film, but then they find out there's no script and it's like a comedy.
Oh, how nice. I think it's nice. You know?
Yeah, so we actually just won one of the film festivals in New York with that film that came out. And then we were doing some screenings. You didn't come to the premiere in L.A. I invited you.
When was it? When was the...
You weren't able to because you were doing and you're covering press for another event and that it conflicted.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But you missed it. You could have met Ed Asner and everyone. But it was fun.
Yeah, that would have been nice. We'd love to have to invite him on the show. You know, that would have been nice. You know, to have him on.
For sure.
So anyway, we're gonna have a hold on 1 second. We have a visitor.
Okay.
Coming in. And
another visitor.
Another visitor. I'm gonna come in.
That's exciting.
Yeah. My dog. I got the three dogs and a visitor. Let's see if the guy is here.
You have three dogs on the show right now? What?
No, I got the three. I got my sister's dog. I got a French dog, a Pichon. I got a Shih Tzu, and the other one's a terrier. I don't know where the guy went.
Cute little dogs
like
running all around.
It's real life. Yeah. Well, we're going to have a studio. What we're going to do is, in the next month or two, we're putting together a studio. So we'll have like we did with Sam's thing, but better.
That's exciting.
I'm happy.
Yeah, I heard it didn't work out with you and Sam, but, you know, you need to do your own thing sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes you need to move to another situation. And that's it. I'm happy. You know? So,
Well, it sounds like you guys are doing good, so I'm happy to hear from you.
Yeah, so she was a Asian lady that you guys worked together at cons?
Joyce, yeah. I'm actually seeing her tomorrow. An event that Shar Jackson's speaking at for her charity, so I'm scheduled as talent for the red carpet. I invited Joyce to come with me. She's been doing well. We're working on another project for Ken right now. She's the one that's working on it with me. She's one of the producers, so I'm excited for that. The one I talked to you about where I play the woman who's trying to find herself, and there's like a bunch of, you know, comedic twists enter into it. I ride an ostrich in the film.
Oh, cool. Yeah, cool.
Which is both scary and interesting.
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
It was very scary, actually. Yeah, like the animal handler was like, just get on it. And I was like,
Yeah, because you never think of an ostrich.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm like, am I going to hurt it? And they're like, no.
Was the ostrich nice, at least?
Yeah, because apparently it was one of those that's trained to, like, you know, have, like, 110 pounds on it all the time, and I only weigh 92 pounds, so actually the weight of a small child.
Oh, God.
and it was not bad. Apparently, you know, I got on, the ostrich didn't make any noise, it was happy, it didn't bite me, it was smiling.
It was actually very
trained.
Well,
I gave it some treats afterwards, and then, you know, we went our separate ways.
Right. Well, that is cool. No, that is cool.
But it was quite interesting.
I imagine so.
Right. All listening tonight on the station?
Well, we're on BBS. We're also on a network that has a lot of people, more than, you know, the LA Talk Radio thing, and it's mainly people of the arts, and we're all over in back east, Midwest, and all over. So, you know, we're happy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We're happy to be
home. Congratulations. I'm so excited to hear.
Anyway.
So everyone listening out there, add me on my Instagram at @Amber_Martinez_official, where you can contact me, and I can answer all your questions regarding the films that I talk about.
Please go
right?
Amber. And then our next show next week, we're gonna try to get more of a definition. We're going to do a live show. We're not connected with sports. We're connected with the world. And then Danny was connected with outer space.
I know. I heard him. I was like, He transferred me over, and I'm like, oh, I hear Danny in the background.
All right. Hold on 1 second.
Which is exciting.
We're live on LA Talk Radio. This is our show where we have live people coming over as we are on the radio. So it's kind of neat.
Well, there are live people coming over and live people calling in. There's
live
so many
people
live people right now.
The gentleman's here.
I don't even know how many people are in that room with you.
I don't know. Actually, it's quiet because we're going to start getting our room together. No? Is the guy here?
I'm not sure.
Nobody's here. Trying to see if the guy was here. All right.
Well, I love you, Cameron, and I wish you a happy birthday.
Oh,
and it's always fun to join you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Amber, you're always special in my heart, and All the events that we cover, we'll cover.
I mean, we've been friends for 10 years, so that's a long time.
I know.
I can't say that a lot of people.
When I started LA Talk Radio, it was 10 years. And now.
I know, exactly. I was your first co-host.
You're my first co-host.
A lot of people don't know that. I am proud to have been Cameron Dusker's first co-host.
And now we're going to be traveling on. But, I appreciate it a lot. And one other thing. On the movie you just mentioned, let's see.
Which one?
The last one. Now, is that playing anywhere in L.A.?
The last one I was just talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still shooting that right now for the Cannes Film Festival. I'm going to the desert next weekend to do, scenes 10 through 15, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
the first scene actually is the ostrich scene.
Oh, nice. Are you gonna be going to
but
the ostrich?
But they'll probably change it now that I talked about it publicly.
Yeah, that
would be like scene 17 or something, you know. It'll be like four more pages added in.
Are you gonna be going to the Oscars this year?
I am. I'm also going to a few after parties as well, but
Ooh,
I can't
nice.
Talk
There's
about
after
those until
fun.
After I go because I think it's like the security leaking thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the thing is, nowadays with all the different shows out there, it's just how they organize it, the Elton John party and the Vogue party.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Glamour. They have nice things, you know. And, I was going to say another thing. What we're going to do is a show about the former people that we had on the show. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it should be interesting. Anyway.
That is interesting.
We can see what happened, where they're at. And it's kind of fun because, you know what, as you do these radio shows, we've done so many, as you know. Let me just tell this guy, yes. I guess he had to wait. See, we got a person that was hesitant. But I'm going to tell him we only have 15 minutes or less, you know, when you a live show.
Oh, well, then he doesn't really want the 15 minutes on air because they really want it. They'll take it.
That's right. And anyway.
And that's just from a professional standpoint.
Yeah, oh, God, you talking. All right, so Amber, we'll be in contact. And
okay, well, I love you, Cameron. Congratulations
on your
Amber.
I love you
guys and the mystery people in the studio that I don't know.
Yeah, well, no.
Much love to all
quiet.
Of you guys. Much love to
it's
everyone,
quiet.
And thank you for having me on the show tonight.
My pleasure, anytime. Anyway, that was Amber Martinez, actress, model, and she's in some new film, and you can look her up. And anyway, with all that in mind, we got 1 minute. I want to thank
Amber. Yeah, you can message
Amber.
Me up on IMDb if you want for industry professionals.
And by the way, you got some nice stuff, movies coming up. So people, please see
I
her
do.
Film. And anyway, we want to thank you so much and have a wonderful 2019.
Thank you. You have a wonderful show too, Cameron.
Thanks, Amber.
I will talk to you soon, I'm sure. Bye, guys. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye. Anyway, that was Amber Martinez, actress. Anyway, she'll be back on her show. We're going to have more as the year begins. It was nice to do the show on BBS Radio. We want to thank all our listeners up in the Bay Area. And we will be doing a live show next week. And I want to thank everyone. So with the people at the studio, we thank you very much. You guys are there. We want to thank you very much. And we'll be on a little longer next week. But we want to thank you and have a wonderful 2019. And we're going to talk with the people with BBS next week. To find out what happened, and that's it. So we say in the trades, good night from somewhere in Los Angeles. Good night, everybody.